Flight to the London was all ready for departure.
Welcome to another episode of the London Resort Officially Unofficial Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing our mini-series and looking a little closer at the first of the London Resort's three official business partners, Electrosonic. Now, according to the official press release, Dartford-based Electrosonic was founded above a Greenwich greengrocer's in 1964, and early on they designed and manufactured lighting and audiovisual control systems to create experiences for concerts such as Pink Floyd, Genesis, The Rolling Stones and The Who, to name a few. Now it's more recognised for applying its AV and tech services to create out-of-this-world experiences at some of the most recognised attractions worldwide. This includes the Warner Brothers World in Abu Dhabi. They provided complete park-wide audio and video and show control solutions for that park, which was Warner Brothers' first branded theme park, including helping to create what is believed to be the biggest permanent projection mapped show in the world. You can check out the show notes, we'll link you to the full press release, so we're not going to go on about it. What we are going to do is dive a little bit deeper into who Electrosonic actually are and how their involvement may impact our expectations of the London Resort, for better or for worse. So Electrosonic have been around since the 1960s and they are based in Dartford. For those of you listening further afield, that's only a few miles away from Swanscombe, where the resort is being built. Their recent work includes the Dark Ride Snorri Turin, a theatrical dolphin show at Georgia Aquarium, and the world's largest animatronic show at Resorts World Sentosa. Now that's all very impressive, especially when you can add large-scale hotel, retail and hospitality projects to that too. And no doubt, as well as their local roots, that proven track record of working on integrated entertainment resort projects is one of their biggest assets. However, the company itself has not had the easiest ride during the pandemic. Its UK business took a nosedive as projects stalled and they found themselves looking at a £2 million loss at the end of last year. That's 2020. Considering they now only have £3 million of cash reserves left, another tricky year could mean they either need to be bailed out by their parent company, also called Electrosonic, or face some very difficult decisions. That's not to say they haven't already made some tough choices, because in order to curtail their losses to just £2 million, they had to make some staff redundancies and cut back on other things as well. So it's not been the easiest couple of years for Electrosonic. However, the London Resort contract will largely, if not entirely, offset the hit to their UK business. And in terms of balancing experience, expertise and localness, they tick all the boxes. Additionally, I should call out that the directors themselves took an overall pay cut last year, though it remains to be seen how these directors will oversee the project, considering they are both newly appointed. So, let's take a look at their track record of delivering projects. What have they done, and is it actually any good? Well, we mentioned the Snorri Turin earlier. This is a dark ride based in Europa Park, which is a huge theme park in Germany. The ride itself is dark, taking visitors on a visually enchanting boat ride through the fictional Scandinavian world of Rulantica. Electrosonic boasts it's the most immersive attraction of its scale in the world. Now, Rulantica is also the name of the huge water park next door to the main theme park, so it's all tied in, all themes, blah blah blah. I've heard Europa Park is actually also really cool, so. And I have to be honest, the ride looks pretty awesome. It combines old school animatronics with tons of AV built in and it looks amazing and colourful and striking, really impressive stuff. But is it actually a good ride? Well, according to Thrill Nation, yes, it is. They call it a fun ride, which definitely gets you in the mood to experience the rest of Rulantica. But let's not forget, Electrosonic are not just about rides. Fundamentally, their expertise is engineering and tech. And when you look at their broad portfolio, they could be heavily involved in bringing the whole park to life. So naturally, we took a look at reviews of some of the other stuff they boasted about on their website. One being the crane dance at Resorts World Sentosa. This had some negative reviews, namely Rama 1, who gives it a 1 star for being closed, which kind of feels like a them problem. Otherwise, many people loved the visual flair. Some people said it was even mind-blowing, which bodes well for what they could deliver at the London Resort. Whatever Electrosonic do, there is a clear ethos in their work to innovate and entertain. So what does this mean for the London Resort? Well, I think it shows a real intent to deliver an immersive, a state-of-the-art experience which lives up to their brief of being the best theme park destination in the UK, if not the whole of Europe. Now, we will put their website and links to everything we've mentioned in the show notes, so do check them out for yourselves and let us know what you think. In the coming episodes, we are going to take a closer look at the other companies. Who are they? What exactly do they do? And how might this shape our expectations of the resort? Thanks again for listening. And if you have something to say, you can connect with us on Twitter at The London Resort Pod.